نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر صدق الله العظيم.
My most respected listeners, brothers, sisters, elders, young ones, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has out of His infinite mercy, grace, love, compassion, kindness for us, blessed us with this month of Ramadan. And tonight we have reached the last 10 days of Ramadan, the last third of Ramadan, which we mentioned before Ramadan in the virtues of Ramadan and in the beginning of Ramadan. The first 10 days was Rahmah, second 10 days Maghfirah, and now Itqu min al-Nar, salvation from the fire of Jahannam. May Allah protect all of us from the fire of Jahannam. And therefore we read the dua after Maghrib and after Fajr Salah 7 times. Allahumma ajirna min al-Nar, Allahumma ajirna min al-Nar, Allahumma ajirna min al-Nar. O Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Protect us from the fire of Jahannam. Emancipate our souls from the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite mercy and kindness, has made tonight the 21st night, which is an odd night. And we have been hearing from years on end the importance of Laylatul Qadr. And we should be searching for Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, for years on, many of you have been searching for Ramadan, for Laylatul Qadr during these days of Ramadan. May Allah grant it to each one of us. It is sad indeed that the masajid are not open in many parts of the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His kindness, open the masajid quickly for us with afiyat, without any difficulties. So tonight is the 21st night. It could possibly be Laylatul Qadr. Again, we say Allah knows best, and therefore Allah wants us to search for it. Allah has given us everything on a goal, on a platter for us. And there's certain things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept it a secret. Because a lover will search for his beloved. And the beloved gets more and more happy to see how desirous the lover is of the beloved. And whether he is genuine. And how he is endeavoring, striving, exerting himself to seek his beloved's pleasure, to seek the love of his beloved. So sometimes he will undergo hardships even. He'll have to endure these hardships. And then his loyalty is seen, his genuineness, his sincerity, the genuine desire he has to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, this Laylatul Qadr is a sirru min asrarillahi ta'ala. It is a secret of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of His secrets. It is in the last 10 nights. And Nabi Kareem Sum has made it easy for us. He said, search for it in the odd nights of the last 10 nights. So we look for it on the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, and 29th. And in many years, it has been the 21st, sometimes 23rd, sometimes 25th, sometimes 27th, 29th. Yeah, it has been the experience of many mashayikh of the past that generally it used to be occurring on the 27th. Wallahu alam. But tonight is also Laylatul Jumu'ah, subhanAllah. Laylatul Qadr, it could be, but it is definitely Laylatul Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah has started Friday. So if it is Laylatul Qadr also, then Allahu Akbar, it is Nurun ala Nur, light upon light. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness upon this ummah. And I've read in the kitab that Laylatul Qadr is specifically for this particular ummah. Other nations of the past did not enjoy this Laylatul Qadr and the benefits of it and the blessings of it. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always worried and concerned about the benefits of his ummah and how they could gain more and more blessings and reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it obviously would perturb him if his ummah were to miss out on some great blessings that perhaps the other ummah of the past enjoyed. And therefore there are various narrations that have been mentioned regarding this night, the virtues of this night and how this night came about. In one particular narration which the scholars have written is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed about the long lifespans of the nations of the past. And obviously they had long lifespan, so they were able to gain more reward by doing more good deeds. And here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was concerned about his ummah. When he had seen that his ummah's lifespan was much, much shorter than the lifespan of the ummah of the past. Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned the narration in his Mu'atta. And he says, إِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أُرِيَ أَعْمَارَ النَّاسِ قَبْلَهُ أَوْ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ فَكَأَنَّهُ تَقَاصَرَ أَعْمَارَ أُمَّتِهِ أَلَّا يَبْلُغُوا مِنَ الْعَمَلِ مِثْلَ الَّذِي بَلَغَ غَيْرُهُمْ فِي طُولِ الْعُمُرِ فَأَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. When Rasulullah saw the lifespan of his ummah much, much shorter and lesser than the lifespan of the nations of the past, obviously the desire in his heart was that his ummah should also be given a long lifespan so that they could reach that level of ibadah that the people of the past would have reached due to their long lifespans. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my respected brothers, sisters and elders, you know, if we had to plan something, then of course, the logical thing would, okay, then let us get more lifespan, a longer lifespan to be able to reach that target and that reward that the ummah of the past got. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom, you and I can never comprehend, we can never understand Allah's greatness, His loftiness. His treasures are not like our treasures. His treasures are unique. And that is why in my du'as I say, Allah, give us some of that khazana of yours which is barpoor, which is full. So Allah Ta'ala gives Rasulullah Sallam for his ummah just one night. Just one night which is better than 1,000 years. SubhanAllah. One night better than 1,000 years. And ulama have then calculated it to be 83 years and 4 months. 83 years and 4 months of ibadah that a person makes, he can so easily get it just in the ibadah of just one night. SubhanAllah. And ulama and scholars and mashayikh have calculated you did one rakat in this Laylatul Qadr. Some of them have mentioned that Allama Qarafi rahmatullah alayhi said, it is khayrun min 30,000 rakatin, better than 30,000 rakats. Wa kathalika sa'iru anwa'il birr. And all other acts, good deeds of ibadah a person does on this particular night, Laylatul Qadr night, may Allah grant it to us, then he gets the reward of more than 1,000 rak'ahs and 1,000 whatever good deeds he 30,000. 30,000 good deeds that he would have done in any other time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures are vast, 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 vast. My respected elders, all we need to do is to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to really cleanse our hearts and polish our hearts. And I mentioned right from the beginning of Ramadan, if those of you who had been following the short advices that I had been giving during the month of Ramadan and which was posted after Taraweeh Salah, things that were there or are there to have help us and assist us in polishing our spiritual self and making that stronger and brighter and cleansing our filthy hearts. To create that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to remove from our hearts the filth that has gathered there, the filth of anger, pride, jealousy, malice, hatred, rancor, love of this world, love of evil pleasures, haram things. And until we don't have a clean heart, pure heart, how do we expect then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put His love into our heart? His ma'rifat. Take a vessel which is full of urine and you expect to put zamzam water in it. You expect to put pure water in it. No. One has to get rid of the urine and wash that utensil clean, thoroughly. And make it as though it is brand new again. So this was the effort or the guidelines and advices that we were trying to give, hopefully that by the end of Ramadan we said we should try and get what is called a qalbi salim, a pure clean heart, may Allah ta'ala grant it to me and all of us. And it is so important to have this cleanliness of the heart, this qalbi salim, because many a times we engage in lots of ibadah, which Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq of, inshallah Allah must accept it. And we excel in certain aspects of ibadah, hajj, umrah every year, and salat, and nafil, and tahajjud, excellent, and we read tilawat of the Qur'an, azkar, and tasbihat, and wazaif. All these are excellent. But at the same time, we need to really introspect our lives. And these last 10 nights, of course, more for those who are in i'tikaf, it is more easier then. Because then you are completely cut off your entire world, your business and your family, and you're sitting in the solitude. But if that was not possible, then we, those who are sitting for i'tikaf at home, the women folk especially, then they are so fortunate. And the brothers also, even though you cannot sit for sunnat i'tikaf at home, but you can have solitude. And you can enjoy khalwa. And you can sit in the quietness of the night and supplicate to Allah and engage in ibadah. And that's the whole purpose of Laylatul Qadr. Man qama Laylatul Qadr. Imanan wa ihtisaban. Whoever rises and prays during the night of Qadr with iman and having hopes and anticipates rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ghufir lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi. Then all his previous past, all his previous minor sins are all forgiven. And as I mentioned, it is a night khayru min alfi shahr. Better than 1,000 months, more better than 83 years and 4 months of ibadah just in one single night. And that too is not the entire night that we will have to be awake, but a large portion to the best of ability. So right now as we are listening to this bayan and waaz and nasiha, make the niyat of qiyam of Laylatul Qadr, of spending this night in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, deriving pleasure for the happiness of the Muslims, this was a quality in the life of Rasulullah and his Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. They had love, genuine love for one another, and if they had some issues among themselves as human beings, then they would make amends, they would forgive, they would overlook, and this was the focus of my talks, to overlook, to forgive, not to be harsh, not to be hard-hearted, not to be cruel and cunning, and just take revenge, and just slander. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, the great mufassir of this ummah, that sahabi who got a special dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Rasulullah went to relieve himself, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah prepared the wuzu water for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his musalla, his miswak, everything ready. Then when Rasulullah came out and he looked at everything so ready for him, he became so elated that he made a special dua for Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, Allahumma allimhu al-kitab al-hikmah. Wallah, give him the understanding, the knowledge of the Qur'an and bestow wisdom to him. And he became the leader of the mufassireen, the commentators of ever that came into this world of the Qur'an Majid. And one occasion somebody insults him. And this happens. Every Nabi, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوهُمْ مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ They were enemies for even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. For every wali of Allah, they'll be enemies. So imagine they had the audacity to insult Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. And he says, إِنَّكَ لَتَشْتِمُنِي وَإِنَّ فِيَ ثَلَاثَ خِصَالٍ But I have three qualities. And he explains to the person that you are insulting me, but I have three qualities in me, and these three qualities are excellent qualities if we ponder and we see the sincerity of this man's heart. What a well-wisher he was. What an altruistic person he was. He says, when I recite a verse of the Quran, remember he was the leader of the Mufassireen, and the knowledge that he received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had reached a pinnacle. And it was so profound. That he says, I have this desire when I'm reading Quran that I wish the understanding I have of this verse, I wish that all mankind also share this knowledge. إِنِّي لَآتِي عَلَى الْآيَةِ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ فَلَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّ جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا أَعْلَمُ That knowledge that Allah has given me, I wish that every other Muslim in the world also understands the tafsir of that verse, like how I understood it, Allahu Akbar, so that they could enjoy the Quran and practice upon it. What a large heart. He didn't have mice with his knowledge. He wanted all the people, Muslimin, to benefit. And then he says, وَإِنِّي لَأَسْمَعُ بِالْحَاكِمِ مِنْ حُكَّامِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ يَعْدِلُ فِي حُكْمِهِ فَأَفْرَحُ وَلَعَلِي لَا أُقَاضِي إِلَيْهِ أَبَدًا He says, and when I hear that a Muslim ruler has given a verdict with justice, he's exercising justice amongst the people, I become extremely happy, even though I may never have the opportunity of having a case judged by him. In other words, no ulterior motives. My respected friends and elders, in our lives, we befriend those people, prominent people in society, or people who we have a desire or a purpose to achieve some benefit from that person. And therefore, we will go only for the rich people, to have some contact with them, or people in the government, and people, high profile people, some big mufti, some big hazrat. Why? So I can also gain as far as my dunya is concerned. Perhaps I may need him. So that lawyer is my very good friend. As a mashayikh say, apne mafad ke liye. For our faida, we are developing a contact. Whereas it should be only for Allah. How many of us really, really have befriended a street sweeper? How many of us ever felt pity for a street sweeper? Or do we ignore these people who are actually cleaning up our dirt? You see, Islam is a beautiful religion. Islam encompasses various aspects of our life, which in most cases we overlook, we don't realize. Our focus is only on certain aspects which in most times easy for us to accomplish. Easy for me to give a talk, easy for me to do this, easy for me to give, see to the poor and needy, Allah has given me money, I can be generous. But there is so much more to it. And all that extra things lacks in our lives, that is akhlaq. So here he says, perhaps I may never ever have a case to be judged by that judge. But I'm happy that he is ruling with justice. And finally he says that, وَإِنِّي لَأَسْمَعُ بِالْغَيْثِ قَدْ أَصَابَ الْبَلَدَ مِنْ بِلَادِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَأَفْرَحْ وَمَا لِي بِهِ سَائِمَةً. He says, sometimes I hear about rains falling upon some city of the Muslims. I become so happy for them, even though I have no grazing animals in that area. Subhanallah. Even though I've got no livestock in that area that's going to benefit me, but I'm happy for my Muslim brother. I'm happy for my Muslim sister, that they are benefiting. My respected elders, let us focus on these things. Whilst tonight is a night of ibadah, but perhaps some little word of advice, and quite often it happens, I had given a talk many years ago before Taraweeh, it was a 5-minute talk, and I just spoke, probably not even pondering myself and reflecting of what I'm speaking, but there's one particular person in the congregation who learned something from there. And some years later, and I even don't even know the person's name, just by the way, passing, he met me, and he thanked me profusely, and he said that it became a point of a change in my life when I heard those few words. It struck my heart, I took heed of the advice, I began to implement it, and it caused a whole change in my life. So may Allah subhanahu give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. If we listen with a clean heart, not with the mind and ears to find mistakes, and of course, we are all full of mistakes and we are prepared to make islah. But now let us focus on those flights that our Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi used to always mention in every Ramadan in the last 10 nights. Tonight is the first flight that is taking off. Let us board this flight, the 21st flight. And then on the 23rd night, you see, perhaps if you miss the 21st flight, let's catch on to the 23rd flight. Inshallah, maybe this will make us reach our destination. And then 25th and 27th and 29th. And we say, do not deprive ourselves of these flights that are taking place. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him Jannatul Firdaus. All these programs all go to his credit. And on in his sahifa, as his isal sawab. There is no doubt about that, because this was his fikr from the time he had come to this masjid, and he had made the fikr, not for himself, he could have made his own ibadah at home, but he was concerned about the welfare, he was concerned about the ilm, the ta'aleem, the tarbiyah of the people. And as a young boy, I remember when we used to go, there were just few people making itikaf that time, maybe two or three people, and we used to sit for nafil itikaf as young boys. And Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi would read the durood and salam, sometimes some naat and his du'as. And as time progressed, we know what mashallah took place. So all these things, we make dua to Allah Ta'ala to give it as isal sawab to Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Ali. So respected friends and elders, coming back to this Laylatul Qadr night, we need to very firstly correct our intention. First of all, we are seeking this Mubarak night. And we make dua that Allah Ta'ala sends down those angels with salam and peace upon us. You know, Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi had mentioned regarding in this Laylatul Qadr, and he would say, Laylatul Qadri, Laylatun yuftahu fiha al-bab. Laylatun yuftahu fiha al-bab. It is a night where the door is now flung open. It's a night where the door is flung open. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened this door for us. And then he says, وَيُقَرَّبُ فِيهَا الْأَحْبَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings closer his dear ones, his beloved ones. وَيُسْمَعُ الْخِطَابِ. And the plea is heard. The supplications, the implorings, the beggings are heard by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُرَدُّ الْجَوَابِ. And the answer also is given. In other words, the du'as are accepted. وَيُكْتَبُ لِلْعَامِلِينَ عَظِيمُ الْأَجْرِ وَالثَّوَابِ. Those who are making an effort tonight, tilawat, tahajjud, dhikr, whatever it is, lots and lots of reward are being recorded for such a person. So he said, Laylatul Qadr, يُفْتَحُ فِيهَا الْأَبْوَابُ وَيُفْتَحُ فِيهَا الْبَابُ, that door to Allah, that door that we are tapping on, the door that we are knocking on, that tonight the door is open wide. And all those who are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are all drawn closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this plea is going to be heard by Allah. And Allah is going to answer the du'as. And abundant sawab is written for them. I wish to share with you, and of course I am unable to render this thing very well, but I just came across this yesterday. And this is the words of Qari Siddiq Ahmad Sahib Bandwi Rahmatullahi, who for many of you all, if you don't understand, will know who this person is. Some of course, ulama will know. He was a very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who had come many times previously to our country, before he passed on. And alhamdulillah, I had a great fortune and opportunity to have made itikaf with him for the first 10 days in Ramadan when he had come to our country. And we read Taraweeh Salah behind him. He was an elderly person, a walking Quran, absolutely simple. He was known as a Zahid and ascetic. No ta'alluq with the dunya whatsoever. And I cannot go into great details about this great personality. May Allah brighten his qabr with noor. Great of many of our ulama and asatiza even studied by him in Banda. And many mashayikh of the world would come to him and sit in his company and benefit from his advices. So regarding Laylatul Qadr, he mentioned so beautifully, Mubarak ho musalmano, Mubarak raat aayi hai, Mubarak ho musalmano, Mubarak raat aayi hai, Khuda ki rahmat aur barkaton ko saath laayi hai, fazail is mubarak raat ki tumko sunata hu, Khuda e paak ka irshad mein tumko sunata hu. He says, mubarak to you, O Muslims. What a blessed night has arrived. Allah, so it has brought with it the mercies and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm mentioning to you the blessings of this night. Because Allah has mentioned this in His Quran. When Allah said, Inna anzallahu fi lilatul qadr. Most certainly we send down the Quran from the Lawh Mahfuz to the heavens of this, to the skies of this world. And then from there it came down in different times and stages. But at once, together from Lawh Mahfuz to the Sama al-Dunya, on this night of Qadr. And Allah said, it is a night of majesty, Qadr, majesty. And the interpretation is given, Qadr, because it, the world becomes tightened because of so many angels coming down. And He says, Allah has mentioned that this night is better than 1,000 months. Hazaron raat se afzal hai, beshak raat hoti hai, farishte ke utarne ka sabab ye raat hoti hai. That angels are coming down, because of this night, and they're coming down with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tanazzalu al-malaikatu wal-ruh, and specifically ruh, referring to Jibreel, he also comes down with the angels. Khudae paak is raat mein aalan hota hai, jo chaho maang lo is raat mein farman hota hai. Allah subhanahu announces that ask, jo chaho maang lo, what you want, ask. It is the night when Allah is making this declaration.
talab-e rozi jo karta hai usse wo rizq deta hai jo chahe maghfirat apni wo usko bakhsh deta hai.
That person who's asking for rozi, people are battling, they don't have livelihood, they don't have any money, they don't have any source of income, they are going to great difficulties in providing for their families, bringing some food to the table. Talab-e rozi, person is seeking rozi, whoever is seeking rozi tonight, Ya Allah, you are Razzaq. Allahumma razuqna, Allah, you give us halal tayyib. The person who is seeking maghfirat, jo chahi maghfirat apni, the person who wants forgiveness, wo usko bakhsh deta hai. Allah forgives that person.
Koi ghar mubtala ho marz mein sehat ka talib ho kisi par bar ho gar qarz ka rahat ka talib ho.
Somebody is suffering some illness, some sickness, he's got cancer, he's got some heart problem, whatever difficulty, still illnesses he's got, tonight he's asking for sihat. Sihat ka talib ho. He's seeking for good health. So Allah gives him the good health. Somebody is maqruz. He's got debts. And heavy debts. And he does not know how to come out of this. And he's seeking some rahat. Some peace. Some way out. And Allah will grant it to him.
Koi chahe agar usko ata aulaad salih ho. Badalna chahta hai agar. Koi taqdeer talih ko.
Somebody wants pious offspring. The poor woman, for years she's married, she's got no children. She's pining for a child. The husband also is waiting to get a child. Awlad-e salih. They want pious children. Tonight is the night to ask Allah for pious children. The person who has lived an impious life is talih with the ta. And now he's tired of those sins. And he wants his taqdeer to change. He wants to live a life of piety. Tonight is the night to knock on that door. That door is open.
Ye sab ameen. Ye sab aaye khula unke liye darbar aali hai. Murade hogi sab puri. Yahi irshad aali hai.
All these people have come. They have come to the darbar ya ali of Allah, to the palace, the lofty palace of Allah. And this palace is open. Kulaun kili, it is wide open. Whatever murad they have, whatever ambitions they have, whatever wishes they have, whatever desires they have, it will be fulfilled. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Bohat nadim hu ya Allah. Bohat nadim hu ya Allah, para hu dar pe ab ya Rab, khataye bakhsh de ya Rab, khataye bakhsh de ya Rab.
Wallah, I've come with nadamat, main nadim ho kar aaya hu. I'm coming with regret, with remorse, I feel ashamed, embarrassed, oh my Allah. I have come to your doors. Darpe, I've come right by your door, oh my Allah, I've raised my hands. I've brought so many sins, but oh Allah, I want you to forgive me. Oh Allah, you forgive me.
Utha absar ku e saqib. Utha absar ku e saqib. Tu kyu maghmoom hota hai. Kahi darbari ali se. Koi mahroom hota hai.
He says, Thaqib referring to himself, he says, raise your head now. Why are you so distressed, maghmoom? Can you be so distressed when you have come to the doors of Allah? Do you think anybody will go back mahroom? Any person will go back empty-handed? Any person will be deprived? Impossible. Therefore, respected friends and elders, tonight is a night in which we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insha'Allah, Allah give me tawfiq. We will continue tomorrow night, similar advices. The whole purpose is to reinforce, to reiterate, re-emphasize. We've heard this many a times. But we're going to take this dawa again and again and again and again. And we ask the doctor, but how long? He said, you're going to finish the whole course. And sometimes even more than that cause, you're still told to do this and take that. Inshallah, we need that spirituality in our lives. We all are spiritually sick. And therefore, we are knocking at the doors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will now make dua. And inshallah, the next program will take place just after 10 o'clock, inshallah. Around 5 past 10, inshallah. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم باه وأهله اي مولا يا قاه يا الله يا رحمن يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام Ya Allah, is Mubarak Ratni. Allah, it is Friday night, my Allah. And tonight could be Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. You only have knowledge whether it is Laylatul Qadr or night, or not, my Allah. We have been taught in the hadith of Rasulullah SAW to read, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Wallah, you love to forgive, my Allah. And you are most forgiving and you love to forgive. Wallah, forgive all of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard now that your doors are open, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come nadamat ke saath. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we have committed too many sins. Ya Allah, we have felt now our heart so heavy, my Allah, so dark and so black, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have rusted our hearts, my Allah. We have done wrong, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever we may be, my Allah. Ya Allah, the person could be in the masjid, he could be at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, they could be in the jungle, he could be in the desert, my Allah. He could be flying somewhere, my Allah. He could be in the sea, my Allah. Wherever he may be, wherever she may be, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are our Allah. You are our Khaliq. You are our Raziq. Ya Allah. You are our master. You are creator, our cherisher, our nourisher, our sustainer, my Allah. You are our guardian. You are our protector, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are all your bondsmen, your bondswomen, my Allah. We are your slaves. We are your servants, my Allah. We are your makhluk, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, forgive us tonight, my Allah. Do not deprive us of the mercies of tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us of the mercies of Ramadan, my Allah. From the beginning of Ramadan, we have been begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you have already forgiven us, we are making shukr to you, my Allah. Don't make us go back to the sins again. Ya Allah, if we have not been pardoned, my Allah, as yet, because of our weaknesses, then, my Allah. Ya Allah, our sins are so much, my Allah. Ya Allah, but they can never be more than your mercies, my Allah. Your mercies, ya Allah, is wasi', my Allah. You have written, my Allah, on the arsh, on your arsh, you have written, my Allah. You have chosen to write this. Inna rahmati sabaqat ala ghadabi, that verily my mercy supersedes. Inna rahmati sabaqat ala ghadabi, it supersedes my anger. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem, do not become angry with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know we have done such wrong things in life, my Allah. Individually, collectively, my Allah. That, my Allah, you became so naraz with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you chase us away from your home even, my Allah. Ya Malik, my Allah, where do we go? Ya Allah, like the little child whose mother spanking. Because the mother ran out of tolerance for the child. She bore the harassment of the child, and the child was putting up tantrums, and the child was becoming abusive, and finally she could not take it, and she spanked the child, and she threw the child out of the home, my Allah. The child ran in the gully, it was crying, going up and down, my Allah. But the child comes back onto the doorstep of the same mother, my Allah. And it knocked and cried, Ma, 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 until the mother opened the door, my Allah. And the mother felt that pity, my Allah. And the rahmat you have placed in the heart of the mother, my Allah. And that rahmat is only a portion of that one fraction, 1% of that mercies which you send down into this world, that every mother enjoys And she gives to her child and every animal to her child, may Allah. And the mercies that we see amongst one another. Ya Allah, that mother's one fraction of that mercy, ya Allah, overwhelmed her, may Allah. She picked up the child, she wiped off the tears from the face of the child. She hugged the child, she embraced the child, she kissed the child. She strokes his hair, she places the child's head close onto her chest. And she begins to pat the child, may Allah. Eh, Malik-e Kareem, may Allah. Ya Allah, that mother's mercy can never be compared to your vast mercy, my Allah. Allah, you became angry with us, my Allah, because we disobeyed you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are gone out of the masjid, my Allah. But my Allah, we are wandering astray, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are coming back to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot go to any other person. There is no other person and zat and being that can ever solve our problems. There can be no other person, my Allah, who can ever forgive us. Ya Allah, you are the king of all kings, my Allah. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you suffer no deficiencies, shortages whatsoever. You are pak, you are subhanak, free from any faults whatsoever, my Allah. We are insan, we are full of faults and sins and evil and filth. Allah is mubarakum khratku. Ya Allah, we are begging. Ya Allah, I do not know who is listening to this program, my Allah. Ya Allah, but whoever is listening, my Allah, we fulfill all our jais murat and forgive us completely, my Allah. And besides us, my Allah, those who are not even listening, my Allah, forgive them also, the whole ummah, my Allah, whichever part of the world they may be residing in, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah, to forgive every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ummat who he cried for, he cried and he cried and he cried. This ummat for whom he gave his life. Ya Allah, for this ummat, he was while traveling also thinking about his ummat. Even in Miraj, my Allah, at time and night, it was one of his best nights in his life. Ya Allah, having the close proximity to you, my Allah, he did not forget his ummah then even, my Allah. Sahaba say, as they were burying Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, would hear him saying, Allahu Muhammad. Eh, Malik-e Kareem, the sound of a whistling kettle would come out from his body. When Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, and one day Nabi Kareem so made such dua for Allah, forgive Aisha, her past, her present, her future, sins that she did openly openly, Allah forgive her, all those sins. She became so ecstatic, she became so happy, my Allah. So happy, she said, Aisha, what makes you so happy? She says, what a dua you made for me. Nabi Kareem so said, I make this dua every day for my entire ummah. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem, hum kaha batak gaye, hum kaha chale gaye. Malik, eh, Malik, bring us back onto Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, bring us back to Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, humari zindagi hai, ya Allah, our lives are full of gandagiya, my Allah. Full of filth, my Allah. Our heart of filthy, my Allah. Our eyes became napak, ears became napak, our tongues, my Allah, even the month of Ramadan, we slander and bicker and fight. Ya Allah, we call people different type of names, my Allah. Ya Allah, kaam kiski ummat hai, ya Allah. Our Nabi Islam did not teach us these things, my Allah. We are supposed to display the best of akhlaq, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e Kareem, ya Allah, mujhe maaf farma dije. Sabko maaf farma dije, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us that, ya Allah, akal, my Allah. Give us that shuur, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage now, my Allah. To become righteous, pious, my Allah. Ramadan will come to an end just now, my Allah. Ya Allah, before Ramadan can come to an end, forgive us completely, my Allah. I am begging you, some masoom child could be listening amin to this dua. Some elderly mother, some sister in itikaf, my Allah. Some elderly brother, some young brother, some youth, my Allah. Some pious servant, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Fulfill all our jais murad. Somebody, Ya Allah, some lady wants a child, some husband and wife, they've got no children, my Allah. Grant them pious offspring, healthy children, become the coolness of the eyes. Those who have got children, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the children become excellent hufaz, ulama, sulaha, atti, abrar, muqarrabin, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know when Qiyamah is going to take place. We can see such signs of Qiyamah are coming so close, my Allah. Every day we are seeing different types of trials and tribulations, my Allah. Make us be strong on our iman. Give us a kamil iman, a pakka iman, my Allah. Don't make us shake, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us lose our iman. Don't make us become, ya Allah, disbelievers or munafiqeen, my Allah.
Ya Allah, tu razi banja, razi banja. Become pleased with us, my Allah. Become pleased with us, my Allah. Become pleased with us, my Allah. We're asking you for raza mandi. Ya Allah, you become happy. Everything becomes ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhir. Give all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukun, rahat, protection. Ya Allah, fulfill our dua, our needs, our desires. Accept our duas. Accept our tawbah, my Allah. Help us to become good, righteous people. Give us the taqwa which you have promised, ya Allah, for those who keep roza, my Allah. Allah, give us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Do not deprive any one of us from Laylatul Qadr, my Allah, whether it is tonight or any of the other odd nights, my Allah. Hey Malik Kareem, ya Allah, give us Mawt in Madina Sharif, Bari Jannatul Baqi, grant us the Shafat of Rasulullah, son. Who the Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any Hisab Kitab, protect us from Azab of Qabr, Azab of Jahannam, ya Allah. So many people have lost their young ones, my Allah. Little children in the infancy, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah. So many in the month of Ramadan lost their children, my Allah. Ya Allah, it must be so difficult for them. So many lost their dear ones. Some women must, ladies must have lost their husbands. Some husbands, their wives. Some lost their parents. Somebody lost their children, ya Allah. Or near ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, sabki maghfirat farma. Ya Allah, tamam marhumin ku. Ya Allah, ki maghfirat farma. Give them the highest of stages, especially those who passed on from our family, my Allah. Our asatis, our mashayikh, my Allah. Our students, my Allah. Ya Allah, jo bhi bimar ho, inku shifai kamil, ajil, nasib farma. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. Ya Allah, accept our little programs that we are taking, that we are having. Allah, is only from your tawfiq, only from your fazal, only out of your kind. Accept it, grant me ikhlas, grant all of us ikhlas, my Allah. Give us maqbooliyat now, my Allah. Give us maqbooliyat, my Allah. Don't make us become weak, my Allah. Make us become strong, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make us be good people, my Allah. Make us be kind people, my Allah. When we deal, don't make us deceive others, my Allah. Don't make us cheat, my Allah. Don't make us lie, my Allah. Don't make us become involved in slandering and embroiled in any fitna, my Allah. Don't make us be people who make life miserable for others, my Allah. They are people, my Allah, who put such hasad, my Allah. Allah, they take pleasure in hurting people, whether it is verbally, whether it is physically or emotionally, my Allah. Give us hidayat now, my Allah. Make us be united, my Allah. Make us be united, my Allah. اللهم كاشف الغم فرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله رب العالمين.